Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Wednesday, head coach Gary Kubiak and the Texans practiced indoors at the Methodist Training Center, and afterwards, the head coach talked about some players who were banged up, sick, and not at practice today, and also about getting ready for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Glover Quinn did not expect to practice him today. He's just beat up, giving him a day's rest. Cushing gets his normal Wednesday. Dwayne Brown did do walkthroughs, but did not do practice, so that's where we're at right now.
Where's Brown at exactly?
Really, basically a sprained knee, John. Yeah, so.
What are your concerns? Y'all
look a lot better with
that. Oh, yeah. It's so, that kind of a cinema look to it. What are your concerns about Dwayne being limited for Sunday?
Well, I feel good about him, Mark. I mean, it was really scary. If you saw the play in the game, I mean, you would have thought something really bad could have happened. So I think we're very, very lucky with him and his toughness. His frame of mind right now, he would have went today if I'd asked him to. But we'll rest him and probably practice him on Friday.
That's an obvious question. What about the running back and what he does?
Yeah, I mean, he's a key. You know, we got to stop him. And it's not just stopping him running the ball, Mark. I mean, they'll throw it to him on third down. He's going to touch a ball. I mean, he's 30 times in a game. And as he goes, their football team goes. So it's a big challenge for us.
Why is he so hard to bring down?
A small, powerful guy, John. I mean, hard to tackle. Sometimes you think he's down. He's not down. He's very, very strong.
So he must have good balance.
Excellent. Yeah, he was the same way in college. You go back and look at his runs in college. I remember studying him coming out. Came out of a bunch of piles and made a big plays when people thought he was down.
He breaks a lot of long ones, too.
Oh, he's fast, too.
What did San Francisco do last week to slow them down offensively?
Well, they turned the ball over. I mean, if you go back and look at the game, I think they had two turnovers in the red zone. I could say anytime you come out of a game, it's probably something that didn't go right. And I'm sure that's what they're talking about right now is their turnovers on the offensive side.
Here, the mindset of your team now, where you're at and how they're
Well, obviously, I mean, we need a win, you know, so I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat that. But well, we practice good and just need to stay positive, stay strong, and stay together and go find a way to win a game.
Is if Rashad Butler has to play, talk about him.
He made a lot of progress, John. You know, we went into camp concerned about who our third tackle would be. It wasn't a problem from camp on. He was very, very good, very positive. But he has not played a lot of football. But if Dwayne can't go, then he's the guy. So
how
we'll
scary
see.
Would that be?
Well, I mean, that's part of it. You lose players, you got to replace them. So we'd find out. You know, it'd be a good opportunity for him as a player.
They have fewer sacks than y'all did at 10. What is it about the two teams have not been able to get sacks, but yet you're pressure. Still decent defensively?
Well, I think both teams get pressure. If you look at them as a football team, they make you get rid of the ball. I mean, they're 3-4, 4-3, a lot of pressure, zone dogs and stuff like that. So, like I said, sometimes it's not always the sacks as much as it is do we make you get rid of the football. They definitely do that.
Are you happy with the pressure you're getting?
I think that we have consistently had more pressure than we've had in the past. Now, obviously, we don't have the sacks that we have right now, but I think that we have been more consistent making people get rid of the ball.
You're still sure Connor Barwin, based on what you've seen, he's going to be a big-time passer?
I think he's got a chance to be an excellent player, John. I mean, he has not played a lot of defensive football, but he's been pretty darn good. I mean, he's had some growing pains, but he shows signs of being able to be one heck of a player in the future, and I think he will.
Henderson leads them with 3 sacks. And I remember when Chester went down, the linemen were giving Studdard a hard time about his first chance going against Henderson. What is it about Henderson that makes him so good?
Well, he's a big, powerful man, very tall. Even when he doesn't get there, he gets his hands up and can knock balls down. That was Casey's first start, I think, as a pro. So that was a heck of a start to get. So, he's been much better. He's been getting better. So he'll need to be better this weekend.
Do they blitz much?
Yes, they've been coming a lot. They've been coming a great deal.
You've talked a great deal this year, early especially, about turnovers and playing clean. That killed you this last week. What has your message to Matt and to your team, which is just the same sort of approach?
Well, we went on an 8-quarter run, Mark, if I'm right, from Indianapolis for 2, Tennessee for 4, and 2 here, where we played as clean as we played all year. And then all of a sudden, in one quarter, we turned it over 3 times. I shouldn't say one quarter. One of us was in the third quarter. But, when you're playing a team of that caliber and you're talking about possessions being the difference in winning and losing, we only punted twice, but we gave them the ball 3 more times. So, you're gonna have a hard time beating people like that.